The following programming is sponsored by Pete Trabuco. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
And good afternoon to all of you out there. Pete Trabuco on Live on Tape with Pete Trabuco here on WWDB, AM 860 Talk, Radio Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. And I'm here with TJ Gleason, my producer. Great job he does. He doesn't just do one radio station, but, you know, all you Philadelphians out there, I'm sure you've heard of The Fanatic. I'm sure you've heard of Ben FM. And what was the other one that you mentioned?
102.9, MGK.
MGK, great, great place. They're next door to us right now. So he's running the run. He has these badges, okay? They all have badges except for me. You know, I'm stuck in the AM studio. I can't go anywhere. Okay, but I got people. I got Josh in the other room. I got DJ in the other room. And they can go anywhere they want. You know, I'm going to have to steal that from you, DJ. I'm going to have to get that badge from you so that I can go visit the other studios. But that's pretty cool. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Philadelphia. And, you know, I tell you, I'm a music person. I love music. I think it's amazing. I'm in the car, I'm listening to music. If I'm just bored, I'm listening to music. I always do that. It's always been a thing. And I absolutely love music. So what type of music do you like, DJ?
Really anything and everything. If it catches my ear, I'll like it, but like there's certain things I like and certain things I don't, but like if there's a particular artist in general, I probably would say Metallica.
Oh, really? So you're like a rocker?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like into heavy metal and all that type of stuff. That's good. That's good. I'm basically all over the board. Depending on my mood, I can go from jazz, R&B, to rock and roll, country, whatever the mood is. I just love music. I used to be a drummer a long time ago. So it was a lot of fun to go ahead and do, and I love to sing. So I think last week we had a show called Tarzan. It's actually pretty much going on right now as we speak. Not without me, of course, but I like to actually to be involved in stuff along those lines. So it's really a lot of fun. Okay, so TJ. Wasn't too long ago, but what were you doing when you were 10 years old? Do you remember?
Wow, that was like 20 years ago for me. So I did karate at the age of 10.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How far did you get with that?
I am a third degree black belt.
No way. Oh, my. Folks, if you come to the studio here and you try to get on the air, TJ's going to stop you, and he's a third degree black belt. Watch out. You're in a lot of trouble. You know, I took karate too, but not at 10. I was a little bit older. I only made it to green tip as far as I made it before I ran out of time and stuff along those lines. When I was 10 years old, I think I was playing baseball, but like Little League and stuff along those lines. I didn't do anything really to really accomplish anything at that point. I was looking towards the future, and I really didn't do. But our guest today, at 10 years old, even earlier, okay, she is an amazing, amazing singer. And I'm sure she's going to be a songwriter and do all the stuff that that we would love to do, both us and, you know, TJ and so on down the line. So we have 11-year-old, and that's native of, what is that, Birmingham, London Jones, professionally known as London Coyle. And, by the way, and we're going to play this later on, she released her first original arranged single, Oh Holy Night, produced by David Shea and arranged by Joel Johnson. And listen, I've listened to this. It's amazing. What a job. An angelic voice that this young lady has, and she's just amazing. She's been showcased on countless stages, including the Magic City Rising Stars, Motown Musical, Holiday and Summer Show-Offs, and she's performed national anthems. That's hard to do, okay? And she's done it for the NAACP, the Amanda Pear Foundation, and the Birmingham Barons baseball game, among other things. And she's blessed a lot of churches, banquets, dignitaries, and audiences with her angelic voice. Just an amazing little—I can't even call her a little girl. She's done more in 10 years than I think I did in, like, 40. So we're just so happy to have her. So, Coy, how are you today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. It must be amazing that you can do all these different things and just do so well just from, you know, basically. Did you get any musical training? because it seems like you've done so much. I've been on the YouTube channel, and I've seen all your videos. And it seems like you've been doing this for 20 years, and that can't be possible. So how did it go about?
So I started singing. Well, I started singing like little lullabies at 1 year old. My parents put me in voice lessons at 3.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I have been just in voice lessons, just keep working hard every day, just trying to get better and better constantly.
Yeah. And when did the bug bite you? How young were you? Because I said 10 years old, but I know you probably started before then. When did you actually start?
So my
age-wise,
my first little recital was at 3.
Oh.
And ever since then, I have just kept singing at different churches, games, just everywhere.
That's amazing. How do you, you know, when I was singing, my biggest fear was always not knowing the lyrics or being in tune at certain points. Because it's tough, especially when you're in front of audiences and you're like groups and you've done, you know, baseball games, you know, and foundations and stuff along those lines. How do you get over being nervous doing that? Did that ever happen to you where you get nervous?
Yes, when I was like 7, I used to get very nervous and very psyched out. But now since I've been doing it for a while now, I feel like it's something that's just really an everyday thing. I feel like it's a part of me, and I've really gotten used to the crowds and just learning and working hard for what I want to do.
So basically you're telling me it's becoming second nature to you. To be able to do this and you know, yeah, you get a little nervous a little bit, obviously. I mean, that'll never go away. But once you start singing, it does. You know, it's like the butterflies are gone. Is that pretty much correct?
Yes, sir. I just get so excited to just sing in front of crowds and just bless them with my voice.
Wow. She called me Sir TJ. When was the last time we had a guest that called me Sir? Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
and look at that laugh. I tell you, the angelic laugh that we got here. Us Philadelphians here, because we're out of Philly, of course. We want to see you here. I know that you travel, and I know that your career is a budding career. It's just starting out. We'll talk about your single in a little bit after the first break. But I tell you, it's amazing when you get you know, individuals that are just so young and so talented from the get-go. Your parents must be very, very proud of you. I could imagine so.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now, you started when you were very young, obviously, and you've continued your process to the point where you're at now. We talked about whether you get nervous or not, and that's something. Tell me about a time in which you did get nervous. Like, I had people on that they were really great singers. They, you know, they're professionals. They've done Broadway and so on. But when they went to Carnegie Hall, they froze up because it was Carnegie Hall. You know what I mean? It was something amazing. Did it ever happen to you where you just, I mean, obviously you performed, but did it ever happen to you where you're like, oh my goodness, I'm in front of all these people. And maybe just for a second, you got a little nervous to the point where you might have, maybe flubbed a line or something.
Yes. Yeah, so one of my really bad, when I was really nervous, I was 5 years old and I was doing the Magic City Rising Stars. And I saw all those people. I was like, oh my gosh, what if I forget the words? And just, what if I'm not on the tune, or what if I'm late? And once I get out there and just start singing, everything kind of just like, everything calms down, and I just feel so in my area, my territory, and I just feel so happy, and I don't have any more butterflies.
That's great. I'm looking at the bio. Is it true that when you were 1 year old, okay, 1 year old, impromptu presentation of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, did you actually do that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. So most of us, we're just trying to say mama and dada, okay, at this point, right? And you're saying twinkle, twinkle, little star. Well, I guess that's when your career started. You know, you said you were started at 3, but I think it started at 1.
Yes, sir.
It sounds good. That sounds good. So So basically, we're talking about all the different things that you've done, the blessing churches. Obviously, you're very religious. I can tell that from the start. And that's a good way to go. So I'm assuming you do a lot of churches. Do you ever perform with like the choirs and the choruses that go to these big, big arenas and start to doing that? Have you, in addition to doing solo, have you done that with them?
Yeah, so when I was about 4 to 6, I used to do choir. And after that, I started going to, churches started asking me to come and sing. And so I've been singing at different churches all over solo, but I did used to sing in a choir.
Yes. Well, that's where it starts, basically. See, I used to sing in a choir, too. But, you know, a lot of times the musical director would say, just mouth the words, just lip sync. Thank you very much. You know, so that happened to me. And I overcame it, basically. I ended up doing a bunch of musicals off-Broadway as well as stuff along those lines. And I got over it. But, you know, I don't have the angelic voice that you do, okay? Now, you did acting, obviously, voice, piano, dance lessons. And when did you start doing that?
So I started doing dance when I was around 3 years old also. Acting, I just started kind of like last year.
Okay.
Piano. I've been doing piano for about a year and a half now.
Okay. So acting. Do you have a favorite show that you would love to do? I always ask my actors, and I've had, you know, interesting people on, like Christian Bell's been on, Adam Driver's been on, Meryl Streep's been on, Christian Chenoweth's been on. I always ask them the same question. You know, what role would you want to do right now or when you were a kid? What was the favorite role that you had? What role would you think of that you really would love to do as an actress?
Well, I would love to do Annie, and actually this summer I was able to be Annie and Annie the Musical.
Okay.
And I'm just so blessed to be able to do that. That was one of my favorite roles as a kid, and I still love to watch Annie with my family.
That's great. Well, Annie is a big hit, and I tell you, very tough vocally for the lead character, the lead actress, obviously, Annie, to do that show. And a lot of people that have done that on Broadway ended up being real big stars. They ended up doing extremely well with that as well. And dancing. You want to be a triple threat, obviously. So you want to do dancing, you want to sing, and you want to act. And it looks like you've done all that stuff. How long have you been taking voice lessons? Obviously, your voice is angelic. So whatever they're doing, I would suggest you keep them, okay, whoever they are. Because when did you start? When did you start taking voice lessons?
I started taking voice lessons at 3 also.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I'm going to have to talk to your parents on that. I'll tell you. 3 years old. My goodness. And so the dance. How about dance? Same thing with dance, obviously. You started around 3 years old. So really, you've been doing it now. TJ, I'm going to do my math now. But I'm old, so it'll take me a while to get there. But let's see. 11 minus 3. What does that come out to? 8, 9, 10, 11. 8 years old. So basically, you've been doing this for 8 years already. 8 years. That's amazing. That's amazing. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is with regards to, and we'll get back to this in a second, but you've performed, and by the way, we're going to play in the next segment an amazing hit. And folks, I know this is AM radio, but a bottom line is, I know we just had Christmas, obviously, not too long ago, but I gotta play this because "Oh Holy Night" is just an amazing type of song that it's done in a differently than you would expect it to be, but done extremely professionally, beautiful and angelic. Just real quick, we got about a minute. How long did it take you to actually get that produced? I mean, how many takes did it take to get that "Oh Holy Night" correct?
So for "Oh Holy Night," it didn't take that long. I went in the studio about probably 3 to 4 times because I wanted to get everything perfect, and that's something about me that I just can't stop. I just like to get everything perfect. And we put it out not that long ago, and
uh-huh.
it wasn't a long thing to record. It was actually something that was one of my faster projects that I really love to record.
That sounds good. And for those of you just joining us, we are talking with recording sensation, 11-year-old London Coy, and we'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifevac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
And welcome back to Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, a Beasley Media Group radio station. Good afternoon, everybody. Before we get back to our guests, I want to introduce you to a world star public relations where excellence meets exposure. Now, are you ready to elevate your brand to new heights? Well, their team of dynamic public relations experts is here to make your story shine bright on the global stage. And they're good at it, folks. Whether you're a startup, an established artist, business, or a rising star, they specialize in crafting narratives that captivate and campaigns that really do resonate. World Star Public Relations, your passport to the world of unparalleled visibility and success. So join the ranks of those who already have made headlines. Choose World Star Public Relations and let your story take center stage. That is World Star Public Relations. And that is 631-506-6600. That is 631-506-6600. So, TJ, you've been here with me. What do you think, man? We have an amazing guest. She is 11-year-old London Jones, professionally known as London Coy. What do you think, Mike? What do you think?
I mean, I think anyone who is under the age of 13 who knows what they're doing and knows what they want to, I mean, not in that way, but like knows what they want to do in life, like, is actually pretty interesting, because a lot of kids who are my age who are like 30 or older, they don't really know what they want to do until they're at least in their 40s.
Oh, yeah. Or they're like me, a lot older than that. You know, you can double that. And I still don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew what I wanted to do at 17, which is what I'm doing now. So it's
fantastic. And you do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Does a great job. But again, London Coy, she's released an originally arranged single called Oh Holy Night. Now, I know we've had Christmas, and a lot of the radio stations don't play Christmas songs anymore. But I want to play this one because it's amazing. But before we do, I want to talk with you, London, about what it was like to do this. And how much fun it might have been to actually do this. And I'm sure it's got a lot of radio exposure because it's so good. But tell us about Oh Holy Night, how it came about, and you know, the arrangement and all that stuff. So go ahead.
So Holy Night was a very fun project to work on, and it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, actually, because I don't know, the tempo and how we did it, it was like a jazzy feeling.
Yes.
And that was so fun to do. But also, I did Hero, and that's the music video that I did, and that one was so fun, and it just means so much to me, just talking about social bullying and how we need our parents to be here with us.
Yes.
And it just means so much to me, even though I have both of my parents. A lot of people, a lot of kids don't have their parents. A lot of kids are going through stuff that maybe somebody can't understand. I just want my music to really help them.
It's amazing. In fact, yes, we listened to Hero as well, the live version. I think there's a live version on YouTube, which was amazing again. I thought I was talking to a young Mariah Carey there. When you were doing that. So another great job for that. So TJ's got it all hooked up. So folks, without further ado, we are going to play Oh Holy Night. And it's just amazing. So go ahead whenever you're ready. We'll play that. Great job. Very jazzy. I love it. London Coy, everybody.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, that was London Coy and Oh Holy Night. Just so you know, we don't normally on a talk radio station play an entire version of a song. I've only done that maybe in the last 4 years, three or four times. Laura Cheadle did it, and a few other actors or Broadway stars have come on, and we've done that. So I just want to let you know that, London, you are the exception. We just played a 4.5-minute tape of you singing Oh Holy Night. So we don't normally do that, but it's so good, even though it's not Christmas. It feels like Christmas in here right now. It feels like Christmas in here. I think we should get the lights back up in here and, you know, do the Christmas deal. So you're in good company, London, basically by us doing that. That was amazing. It was jazzy, but it was also, there was so many different things that were happening in that song. And the production value, the guitar riff in between, okay, was absolutely amazing. Are your parents there right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could I talk with them for a second? Because I got to tell, you know, if you don't want to listen, you don't have to. But are you guys there?
Yes, sir. We are here.
Fantastic. You have got to be proud as peacocks. I'm telling you, that was an amazing. I thought that I was listening to somebody twice the age that she is right now. Just amazing and angelic. Okay, just absolutely amazing. Did you know from the start that she was going to be that talented, that London was going to be that talented?
Well, like London said earlier, she really did. She was singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star when she was 1 year old. She's always been different. She started walking at 9 months and talking at one. I'm saying really speaking, like talking.
Sure.
And so she's always just been special, and I'm so glad that God blessed us to have the eyes and the wisdom to be able to recognize that, because she would always go around, and even before like the Instagram and Facebook,
sure,
she would do the videos, like videoing herself. So I saw it, and I told my husband, I said, this baby can sing.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, so that's when we just really got her involved in like the dancing and singing. And it really, most people would always say that they didn't, kids didn't, their attention span is not long. And I always had to say, listen, let me you meet her, and she's different. And then that's how she actually started taking the voice lessons so young.
Yeah.
Because, we have videos of her it's amazing. So we're so excited and just so thankful.
Well, you know, it's amazing. The voice is amazing. You have a good public relations group that's going to be helping you out. They're very good at what they do. And I'm just amazed at that. And of course, the production itself, what we just listened to, David Shea, was a producer and arranged by Joel Johnson. You couldn't have picked a better group of people to actually promote that, because where can we get this single? Where can we go to get that, as well as all her music? I know it's on YouTube, but where else can we go? Is there anywhere I can get a physical copy of something from her?
Yeah, so she is actually, the music is on all the music platforms, Apple Music.
Sure.
All the different Spotify, iTunes, all the different music platforms. So you can get it there. Look, she has to tell me.
I hear London and like whispering in your ears. Was that London that was whispering all your ear, all the different places? And
yes, sir.
See, that's what happens when we get old. I don't know how old you are, but when we get old, we have our kids tell us things, and they're always right. They always know the new stuff. Like I don't even know. I still have a landline phone. Yeah, I got a cell phone, but I still have a landline phone. You ask these people now about a landline phone. What is that? What do you mean? What do you mean? There's a wire that goes to the wall. What is that all about? So I'm the same way with my daughter. My daughter, she's very talented as well, and basically done a lot of stuff, triple threat type stuff. And when it comes to the computers and phones and all these different locations and everything, she's whispering in my ear. So you should be very, both of you should be very, very proud of what you know, London has accomplished in such a short time. For those of you that are just joining us, we are talking with an amazing 11-year-old young lady. We just played the song "Oh Holy Night." We'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. It's so easy to use also. Simply place the mask over face, push, and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit LifeVac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening. And they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows, but the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need me, I'll be by your side.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
And hello, fellow Philadelphians. Pete Tribuco here, live on tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. And of course, I'm here with the incredibly talented TJ Gleason, who's over here as well. And TJ has obviously been producing this stuff. And TJ, man, did you hear that song that you just played? Oh, Holy Night. Was that amazing or what?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I said before, like a lot of kids who are young, they don't have the voice or don't know what they want to do. And she seems like she has the voice, and she took classes, like she said. So, I mean, it's very, yeah, it's cool to hear like a young kid spreading her passion out.
And it's amazing. You can hear it in her voice. And even though it's not Christmas, okay, we've had that several weeks earlier. Although I tend to think Christmas is every day. You got to be that way every day, all 365 days. But we had to play it. That it was just amazing. So we are talking with London Jones, professionally known as London Coy, released her first original arranged single. We just heard it, Oh Holy Night, produced by David Shea and arranged by Joel Johnson. At 10 years old, London Coy's resume is an entertainer, just outpaces pretty much everyone from her years. She has been showcased in countless stages, including the Magic City Rising Stars, Motown Musical, Holiday and Summer Show-Offs, and have also performed national anthems all over, and including, of course, the NAACP, the Amanda Pear Foundation, the Birmingham Barons. By the way, I love baseball. I don't know if you knew this, TJ, but I was a Met for about maybe 2 or 3 weeks before they cut me. I went to spring training. So I was actually going to be a bad ball player until they told me, no, no, you're not. But at least I got there. At least I got to that level.
My sister's old boyfriend, he used to play for the Angels, and then he got cut because he tore his meniscus, and that was that.
I wish I had an excuse like that. T, they just cut me. They didn't. You know, I was in good health, but I at least got that far. But in addition to that, London has also done so many other things. Basically, dignitaries, churches, banquets with the angelic voice, and she actually recently shared the stage with a comedian that I know and love, television host Ricky Smiley. Okay, so London, you got to tell me about that. What was that like with the comedian Ricky Smiley? Did you enjoy that?
Yes, Ricky Smiley is just so kind and just so great to work with. And I was just so blessed to be able to sing on stage and be on his stage. And it was just such an amazing experience.
Yeah, he's a television host as well. Were you nervous for that? I mean, here you are, you're in a studio now and you're doing this. Did that get you a little nervous?
It was a little, intimidating because he's just such a, in my eyes, he's very famous, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was perfect and I did as good as I could.
Well, I'm sure you did better than you think because bottom line is, I don't know. I've listened to a lot of the YouTube that I've seen, and every single time you seem to knock it out of the park. You know, you're not a baseball player or a softball player, but you knock it out of the park every single time.
But thank you.
But you are also 11 years old. So let's talk about not just the musical career, which you've already established, but I guess, you know, yeah, you're 11 years old. You got to go to school. You got to do all those other things that are expected of you. How do you manage? How do you manage all these different things at once in school and everything?
It's really just having my parents on my side to keep me on my toes and just make sure I'm getting all of my work done, making sure that I go to my practices, and just making sure I stay focused and not get distracted with other things.
Okay. So I guess we got to talk to your dad now, right? Because, I mean, obviously, I think he's going to have to say a couple things there. Is he there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. I mean, schoolwork and everything. Who keeps track of all? Is that you that keeps track of all that stuff?
Well, initially, in the beginning, she goes to a private Christian school.
Gotcha.
Me and her used to go. We used to go over her work, like a few years back. But now she's so independent that she doesn't need my help no more. She was actually bringing me back to school on some occasions, but. You know, going over her test and making sure that she's doing her homework, and like she's so independent now, she kind of take care of everything on her own. She knows what she needs to do. She's and she comes straight in, and even if we're in the car going to a practice, she's back there in the back doing her homework. So she's kind of adapted to her own, and she makes straight A's. So that's no issue with her schoolwork anymore.
You know, isn't it crazy? As I get older, and my daughter's older now, obviously, but when they go back to school and they're in school and they're like, we forget half the stuff that we learned. And we're like, well, you want me to help you with math? We want to help you with that?
Yeah. But,
and we're like, we don't know. We don't know this stuff. I mean, it's been a long time. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And it's like stuff that they doing at this age is more complicated. Like they own it. So, you know, she take Latin and she's been taking Latin for the last few years.
Oh,
so
no, really?
Provides Latin all the way through high school. So she's speaking Latin, learning to speak Latin, and she's learning how to put the words together and stuff like that. So it's a lot of things that we didn't have that she's actually – yeah, I have, and that's why I try to encourage other parents to, like, be more, you know, helping the kids advance educationally, you know, first before the other stuff, you know what I'm saying, because that's more important, and it'll get them through. Even if they don't make it in what their dreams are, they educationally they'll be able to be focused on doing more or having a good career ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and learning several languages. My daughter learns Spanish, obviously, because she's dealing with that, and that's a very important thing to have. So yeah, and Latin is tough. Okay, it's tough. I mean, I'm a Roman Catholic, and remember, way back when I was younger, we did everything in Latin. It wasn't in English. Okay, I'm aging myself, TJ. How old I am right now? I'm as old as the hills. But the bottom line is Latin's tough. So again, London, where are you there, London? I mean, you just keep amazing me here. So
yes, I am.
Now, whenever you get mad at them, or they, do you talk in Latin so they don't know what you're saying? Just kidding.
No, sir.
I didn't think you would go ahead and do that. So schoolwork, that's you know, a Christian school is a great place to be. A long time ago, a lifetime ago, last century, I used to teach private school, religious private school, and it was out of the New Jersey area, not far from where the studios are here in Philadelphia, and I loved doing it. It was a lot of fun, and you learn a lot from that, to put that Christian aspect into it. To me, it's very important, whether it's that, Jewish, or whatever nationality, it's important to have that in school as well, even though there should be a separation of church and state. I've always thought you should have it together because they belong together, and it's in the Constitution, and the independence, Declaration of Independence. But so schoolwork. Now, do you have any other activities that you do besides sing all the time? I mean, is there anything that really, you know, floats your boat that you like doing outside of that? Any hobbies?
Yes. So outside of singing, I'll do acting. I go to acting class.
Okay.
Just to get better at that. And I used to take dance. I did dance for about 6 years, but over the summer, during the summer, I'll do different dancing and singing shows.
Really? Anything on the schedule that maybe we can talk about that's up and coming that you got going on?
Yes. So very soon on the 12th, I will be singing at the National Gospel Concert Convention.
Okay.
And I'm very excited for that.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So this is for all three of you. Okay. We got to get you up here in Philadelphia. How do we get you up here? I mean, I know you're all over, but we'd love to get you at Philadelphia. I think your dad had mentioned earlier that that you were interviewed by, I guess, someone who is from the Philadelphia area. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. So we had went up to Atlanta, and I got interviewed by a man named Bill Jolly, and his interviewing crew, his filming crew, they're all from Philadelphia, and actually they wanted to come down here and do some stuff with me, but I can also come up there, and I would love to come to Philadelphia.
Well, when you come up, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go have you walk and run up the Rocky steps, you know, the Rocky movie where they run up the steps and go up there.
Sure.
Yeah, you got to do that and film it. It's really great. Now, I can't do it. I mean, I get winded, so I'm not Rocky Balboa, you know what I mean? So I really can't do it. But, what I do is I walk up the steps, okay? There's a whole bunch of steps there. But we want you to do that, and we want you to go up there and you know, just dance around while you're up on top, okay? And maybe we could have you do a concert while you're here, okay? So anything else you want to talk about? We still got a little time, but I want to know if there's anything else that you can bring up that you want to talk about.
Very soon I will be doing a jazz festival in March, and I am very excited. I'm going to be doing some new songs that I will be learning, and I'm just going to keep working hard.
Well, you've got two or three great, you got a lot of stuff on YouTube. Are you going to put together, now I'm going to go the old version because everything to me is an album, even though it's not, they don't do it. Are you putting together a full album or basically a clump of songs and basically going that route? Is that coming soon?
Well, that's my goal, to create a full album and go on tour and really just inspire kids, especially young girls, just to work hard for what you want. And if you believe it, you can definitely achieve it. And you have to believe in yourself and just be you and don't change for anybody.
Sounds good. And we'll be back with Live on Tape right after this. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifeact.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And good afternoon, everybody. Pete Tribuco, WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, of course, live on tape with TJ Gleason. And before we get back to our guest, I got to talk about World Star Public Relations, where excellence meets exposure. Now, are you ready to elevate your brand to new heights? Well, their team of dynamic public relations experts is here to make your story shine bright on the global stage. Whether you're a startup, an established artist, business, or a rising star, they specialize in crafting narratives that captivate and campaigns that really do resonate. World Star Public Relations, your passport to the world of unparalleled visibility and success. So join the ranks today that have already made headlines. A lot of people have. All you have to do is call them at 631-506-6600. That's 631-506-6600. We have an amazing guest with us today. Just absolutely amazing. And we're just so fantastic to have her. We have got a recording sensation, 11-year-old London Coy. And just so you know, London, I know that you're here. I'm looking at TJ. He's got his cool jazzy sunglasses on. I mean, he looks like he could be doing jazz right now. I wish you could see it. Look at that. He looks good, man. That's good.
Thank you.
You probably can't see me because of the sunglasses, right?
No, I could see fine. So basically, I have like eye sensitivity. So like when lights are bright, I kind of put them on just throughout the day.
Oh, I thought you were just trying to show off to London that you look cool. No,
well, I mean I do that too. You know, you got to play the part.
So what do you think, London? He put glasses on for you, sunglasses on for you, so you want to look cool.
Yes, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So we are with a sensation. London Coy is here. She's outpaced people of her same years. Oh Holy Night, we just played. It was an amazing song, and we just absolutely love it. She has performed at national anthems for the NAACP, the Amanda Pear Foundation, where you got the baseball team, the Birmingham Barons, and, of course, blessed her with the churches. And those churches are so great to have you because you're just absolutely amazing. There's a couple singles out. If you go online, you can find YouTube, where you can find a lot of information. London, do you have like a website? I think you do have a website, right? If I'm looking at it, it's www.thelondonkoi.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So you're there. I thought we lost you there for a second. So that's correct. And it's www.thelondonkoi.com. That is correct, right?
Yes, sir. You can also find me on Spotify, and you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at The London Coy.
Oh, you're on Facebook? You know, I thought only old people like me. I thought only old people like me are on Facebook these days. But that's cool. See that, folks? You know, we're going to have to look for you on Facebook. How about you, TJ? Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, you are?
I was probably one of the last of my generation to hop on Facebook. So I was born in the 90s. So
gotcha.
90s kids are probably only the last generation.
This is true. This is true. Okay, so one last question. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to ask you this. Now, you started very young. You have great parents, obviously. Your career is skyrocketing. You're doing more things than any 11-year-old would do. Now, if you were in Philadelphia and we had you with a bunch of, independent, maybe elementary school kids or children, what advice would you give them about getting into the profession and you know, following your footsteps? What would you tell them?
I would tell them just to be themselves and always believe in themselves. And just, you have to work hard for what you want and just never give up. Even if you mess up one time, you just keep working hard so that you can do what you want to do when you get younger. And to just help others. If you see somebody having a hard time or you see somebody getting bullied, please help them and just tell somebody and always be true to theirself.
Wow. So, London, how did you get so smart?
I just have amazing parents.
This is true. This is true. And I tell you, the next time you are in Philadelphia, we are going to get you on in the studio here. We'll have you sing live. Okay, because we've done that before in the studio, and we definitely would definitely want you to perform in this area. Us Philadelphians, you know, we don't do the jazz thing as much, and we don't do that as much as we should. And we'd love to have you here. And the parents, I know they're there. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really, really, really do appreciate it. And again, I want to go through the websites real quick, and London, you can help me with that. And that is, if you want to know more about this amazing, amazing young lady, you can go to www.thelondonkoi.com, or you can do Instagram, Facebook, and what was the other one that you mentioned?
YouTube and TikTok at The London Koi.
At YouTube and TikTok. Okay, go ahead.
London Koi, Koi.
Wow, that is so cool. All right. Well, you got anything to say, TJ?
No.
No, he took his sunglasses off because he knows he can't be as cool as you. Okay, that's why he did that. All right. So on behalf of myself, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. And on behalf of myself and, of course, TJ, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody, have a great rest of the weekend.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.